It was a grind. DePaul makes you grind to beat them, and fortunately we were played a little better on offense in the second half. We shared the ball a little bit better, moved it better, got it inside to AJ. And in the second half, when we did, he did good things with it. They had a hard time guarding him, and I was a little disappointed in our approach today in terms of I thought we had some guys that were hunting shots and some things that don't befit our team and the way we like to play and what we think our program's about. So I was just a little disappointed in our approach mentally to the game, but I'm proud of the way that we came back in the second half and were able to extend it.
Yeah, I saw your reaction in the first half. You got pretty animated a couple of times where I could tell you were not pleased with some things that were going on.
No, I didn't like our I told our guys to have patience on defense, and we did. I thought our patience was good, but I thought our intensity in the first half defensively was just okay. But mm-hmm. then in the second half, I thought what disappointed me the most was first half, just sort of overall intensity. And as I said, I didn't like our approach a little bit. I thought, like I said, I thought we had some bad shots that were taken, some selfish plays that were made, and if I'm going to land hard on something that is anything other than insubordinate, it will be selfish play.
Yeah.
And I just thought we just had some selfish shots. I think it was one of those things where we think we're going to win, we think we've got this game, and so I'm going to try to get mine. Now, and again, I don't mean that there was 8 or 10 or 12. Examples of that. I just mean that there was, there was just there were a couple of the three or four, and that's a couple of the three or four too many for me.
Well, the other side of that, I thought you might have a couple of guys in the first half that might not be looking to shoot, and I wonder how big that three-pointer that Brad hit at the end of the half was.
Well, you don't know. We always, you like to score first and last of each half, and it was. It was a big play. We were down four. I mean, that changes, it changes the momentum. It shifts it back to our side a little bit.
Yep.
And it was a well-executed possession. We shared the ball. Jeff Taylor made a nice extra pass to Brad, and we were able to get a basket.
Before we take the break here, AJ explained a little bit of the little subtle change you made on his free throws that you kind of told me about the other day. And my goodness, he's, 24 for 27 the last two games?
Yeah, he just needed to keep that right foot down. He had a habit of sliding it over. If we're going to get a real technical shooting explanation here, but you need equal push off both feet or both legs when you shoot the basketball. And a lot of guys, not just AJ, but a lot of guys tend to have unequal push. And generally speaking, right-handers push harder with the right leg. And that creates a little bit of a leftward movement. And AJ would literally, his foot would come off, his right foot, which is his front foot, would come off the ground and slide about anywhere from six, eight inches to the left.
Oh, my.
And so I just told him to keep his foot on the ground. I said, AJ, you got to keep that foot down on the ground, and that'll create better balance for you. And he's been making them ever since.
Absolutely. We'll take a break, come back a couple more minutes with the coach right after this. Vanderbilt a winner now 6-1. They defeat DePaul 67-54 as we continue with the Commodore head coach. From the locker room, you talked about maybe not being thrilled with the overall intensity in the first half. You got much more of it in the second half. And I wanted to mention a couple of guys. One, Charles Hinkle, I thought really gave you some good intensity and some good minutes tonight.
I thought Charles Hinkle was the guy that gave us the spark in the second half, Joe. He went out, and his approach, like it is every day in practice, was what you need it to be. And Charles, I've said this before, but Charles has got as good of an attitude and approach as anybody we've ever had here. And what happens is when you don't get to play much, one of two things can happen. You either keep your mind right, or your mind starts going in the wrong direction. You start thinking negative and bad things. And Charles' attitude never changes. His approach never changes. He's always ready because he practices as hard as he can every day with a great attitude. So when he gets his chance, he capitalizes. And his energy and his effort level and all of that was really a difference for us in the second half.
And he'll get up in your face a little bit defensively.
Charles has got a little attitude to him during a game or even in practice. He's got a little nasty side to him, a little physicality to him, and And that's, you know, it's helpful because he's not he's not the kind of guy that would tiptoe into a fist fight.
You mentioned Walker being a concern before the game, but then you look at the stats. He got his 17, but it took 17 shots.
And no, we did a good job on him, and that's probably why we won the game, was because we made it hard for him. And I don't mind giving up 17 points to a guy that takes 17 shots. That's not I'm always happy with that. So I think that Jeff and Lance and Charles and those three guys mainly really – Andre had to switch on him a couple times, but those guys really did a nice job of making it difficult for him to get good looks. And eventually we wore him down. Eventually we got him in foul trouble. We were getting the ball where it needed to be. AJ, like I said, in the second half was doing good things with it. You'd like for every day to be your masterpiece and every day to be every game to be a great one. But unfortunately, it's not going to be. I think our guys were negatively affected by the fact that we must have had a lot of people stay home and watch the Florida-Alabama football game.
Yep.
Now some of that's maybe our fault for setting the game at the wrong time. But nevertheless, you have to play through that. But overall, you know, you'll take a 13-point victory anytime you can get it. They're a good, solid team. Like I said, I hope they win the rest of them now.
And appreciative of those who did come today.
Absolutely. Now, the people that were here were awesome, and I appreciate them being so supportive of our team. We had a great crowd the other night against Missouri.
Yep.
Great. I mean, it was phenomenal. Very instrumental in helping us win. You know, when all of a sudden the game becomes a real game in the last 4 or 5 minutes, we're playing defense, and we got everybody in the gym standing. And that's the kind of atmosphere that we would like to create on a night-in, night-out basis. And I'm very appreciative of the people that came today. Very, very, very much so. Those are the people that really care about our program and care about this team.
And I got to ask finally, now you're getting ready to play, you know, one of your best friends, obviously, on Tuesday. Have you discontinued conversations at this point? You know, how's that work out?
Now, we texted the other night about midnight after they came back from 23 down and beat Clemson on the road. You know, Bruce and I won't. I mean, we'll probably talk tonight or tomorrow, and there won't be any discontinuation of conversation. We'll go play him and do the best we can, and he and I'll still be great friends when the game's over with, no matter what happens. So they've got a good team. He's a great coach, in my opinion, and that's going to be a very tough test. We'll have to be a lot better than we were today.
And a short turnaround, having to get up there on Monday and play on Tuesday.
It is a short turnaround. You're exactly right.
Good win, though.
All right, Joe. Thank you, buddy.
See you later.
See you.
Shane. Kevin Stallings with us. Commodores win it by a score of 67-54. We'll come back, wrap up our portion from Memorial Gym right after this.